Blog Talk Radio.
To the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness. Good afternoon, everybody. We are going to look at the church of Laodicea right after prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray and confess your word over the body of Christ. We pray that your people will be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will in all spiritual things. We pray they live and conduct themselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing and increasing in the knowledge of you with a fuller and deeper and clear insight. We pray that the body of Christ will be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory, and to exercise every kind of endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to you, Father, who have glorified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people, in his light. And you, Father, have delivered and drawn us unto yourself and out of the control of the dominion of darkness, and have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, in whom we have your redemption through his blood, which means the remission of our sins. I thank you for tuning in to the program today. We are going to continue talking about the Church of Laodicea, and many of us know that this is the lukewarm church in the era of the seven churches that we have been studying about, and historians and theologians all decree and declare that this lukewarm Laodicea church is indeed the modern day church of the 21st century. I opened up the series telling you to be on alert to know what is relevant to us in this 21st century as we study these seven churches. And now, we just read an opening about the church of the Laodicean. It was given to the angel to write these things, and beginning in chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you would be cold or hot. And so then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. I want you to make note of that as we journey on through the lesson to make a decision to be hot for God. In verse 17, he says, because you say I am rich and increase with good and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So these people, they thought that because they were all of that, and a bag of chips and all the goods and services and et cetera, that they had need of nothing. And as a result, they became slack towards God. Their fervency died out, and they became lukewarm. And that's dangerous. Glory to God. I believe that the more you increase, the more you should be submitting yourself in prayer in an effort, a deliberate effort, to not become slack towards God. In verse 18, he said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. He was wanting them to wake up out of this drunken stupor state of mind that they were in. He had a hope of a better existence for them, even than what it is that they managed to accomplish with their own hands. He had a hope for them to be clothed in white raiment and to be rich from his perspective. He told them that if they would repent, and I'm getting ahead of myself, that there would be a performance of that which he promised them, and that they would receive a reward for their faith. You know, when you know the word and you act on the word, that's demonstrating your faith. The word is your faith. The word that you demonstrate is your faith. The word that you embrace and take hold to is a manifestation of your faith. Faith produces works. It produces action. We believe and therefore we speak. We believe and therefore we act on what it is that we believe. And so in verse 19, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. So he is wanting them to repent of their lukewarmness, of their prayerlessness. You know, it is a sin to be prayerless. I believe it is in the book of Samuel, where Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin and that I cease not to pray for you through the sin of prayerlessness. And so he is wanting them to repent and to be on fire so that they could partake of the gold, and that they would be rich from this gold that has been tried by fire. And that's something about the God. You can know that if you stand on his word, it's been tested, it's been tried, it's been proven, and he is going to do what it is that he has promised you he would do in his word if you would repent. And apparently they must have endured a very sharp rebuke from God, because he said, those whom I love, I rebuke and I chasten, in verse 19. And so if God is having to correct you through the reading of the word and the study of the seven churches, receive it as a son from his father. At least you know he's got his hands on you if he is correcting you. Glory to God, because that's what a father will do when he sees his children being misled or going astray. And in this case, they were just falling asleep in Zion and lazy and slack and lukewarm because they had so much in the natural eye. But God was saying, from his perspective, you are naked, poor, blind, and miserable, and you have nothing. And we know God is walking on gold in his kingdom. His doors are made out of pearls. And so from that perspective, I would condone, side in with God that, yeah, we are poor, you know, living in these little wood brick houses, walking on this little cheap pavement of dirt here on this earth. But God wanted more for his people. He wanted them to be rich. The Bible says he became poor that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. But he wanted rather that you would be hot, be on fire. Don't let the riches lull you to sleep and become slack towards God. Be on fire for God. The more he give you, the more you press in to prayer. Obey him. The Bible says that godliness is profitable. And in verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." So when you feel that wooing of the Spirit of God pulling on you to come into prayer, to come into fellowship with him, try at all costs to break away from the grip of your flesh and humble your knee and receive what it is that he is wanting to share with you and impart unto you at that moment. Oh, God, I can think of so many times I felt the Lord knocking at my heart to come and fellowship with him, and I put it off and didn't go, and then later saw things popping up that I know shouldn't be in, and he let me know if he'd have just spent that time in prayer when I was pulling on you to come and fellowship, this wouldn't have come about. This wouldn't have gotten in your, on you in any way. And so this is a critical verse to take and make your own, and it takes practice. But if you could just pull away from what you're doing, pull away from the whims of the flesh, if you're humble and listen to in your heart his voice, open and say, "Come on in, Lord, do what it is that you want to do. Let I'm here to receive what it is that you want to give me. I want to recognize your wooing, your presence, pulling to communicate with me." Glory to God. And give him that time, glory to God, because he is only wanting to bless you the more. And in verse 21, he says, "To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Now, we know that Jesus overcame a mighty trial. Glory to God. In that garden, he got the victory. And in that prayer time with God, he won, and then he was able to go forth and endure the persecution of the cross, and then he overcame and rose up again with the victory. And so he got the victory. He got his will in line with God's will, and then he mastered himself and came through obedience unto the will of the cross, and with Satan in hell came back with the keys, and he has now given these keys to us. And so if you can overcome your flesh at the moment when he's pulling you to commune with him, when he's knocking at your heart, knocking at your door, know that it's something that he's got that he's wanting to give you. And if you could overcome, he said he'll grant it to you to have the ability to sit with him. Glory to God. But you have to overcome as he did. Jesus had to overcome his will to do God's will in the garden. And that's why he cried out and he was like, Lord, could this cup pass from me? Could it be another way? We all know that it wasn't any other way. He had to drink the cup. He had to overcome sin, death, and the grave. Glory to God. But he did it. He overcame. And now he's rich and he's walking on the gold. He's partaking of the prosperity that is of the Father. Glory to God. And in verse 22, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. You know, you can hear with your outer ear and not really be thoroughly listening to God and hearing with your inner ear. And the depth of the riches of his knowledge can be bypass, and it is shallow and it can get away from you. But if you can hear with your heart, hear with your inner ear what the Spirit is saying to you today through me, Keturah, on this program, Inspirational Corner, Block Talk Radio, you can experience the impartation of the goodness of God. He said, I know your works. He said he had more for them in the book of Revelation. I'm trying to think of that scripture, and I believe it is in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of peace, of good, and of an expected end. God has an expected end, glory to God, but he would rather that you get on fire for him. Obey his word. Side in with him. Stand in and stand up for him, for what he has put in print, the written logos word, walk it out, act it out, demonstrate it, deliberately carry it out. Glory to God. The Bible says if you have faith, have it to yourself. You're not always going to be able to speak your faith out to others. Others are not always going to be able to receive what you believe. Hallelujah. But just know that there is a reward out for your faith. So have your faith to yourself. Make petitions and requests and intercede for others who cannot intercede and pray for themselves. Notice he said here, and I'm going to close, he said that he would that you would see and that you would be rich and that your eyes would come open. And so I want you to read Revelation chapter 3. And verses 11 about the Laodicea church again later in your own time. I feel that the Holy Ghost is going to continue to minister to you. Please visit the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Watch the television program. Click on the TV link there and enjoy programs that you may have missed. And also, please listen to the local radio productions done at the WLCM radio station. Just click on that RSS link and subscribe. And every time a radio program is produced locally here in the Michigan area, you'll be able to hear it via the podcast. Also, you can share this link on Blog Talk with your friends. Email it and let others join in the teaching on this great book of Revelations. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.